It's a very significant day for Northern Ireland and a very important day for the North West region as well. Delighted to see and wish the new First Minister Michelle O'Neill well and Deputy First Minister Emma Little Pengilly. And particularly also welcome and wish well the new Minister for Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs, Andrew Muir, and look forward to working closely with him. I think it's going to be really important now as well that we see the North-South institutions get up and running again very quickly. It certainly has been a miss to our region in particular, and to the whole and to the northern half of our country, that we haven't had North-South institutions over the last few years. And from an Irish government perspective, we'll be working to support and work with the new Northern Irish administration every way possible, but particularly now in relation to getting the North-South administration up and, or North-South bodies up and running again.
And there is many schemes and programmes and initiatives that do focus on that cross-border element that haven't been able to progress with the Assembly being down. Which of these do you think would be a priority for Stormont to work with now in collaboration with the Republic?
You know, I think a particular priority is going to have to be the new A5 and seeing that move on, because that did see significant delays because of the Northern Executive not operating for most of the last period of time, back since 2017. Over the last 7 years, the Northern Irish Executive has only functioned for two of those years. When Sinn Féin pulled out of the administration in January 2017, it was 3 years before it was re-established. And when the DUP pulled out in January 2022, it was 2 years. So we've had 5 years out of seven without a Northern Executive. And that's certainly not helpful in relation at all in relation to taking our region forward. There's been very good cooperation at council level with the North West Cross Border Region Group between Donegal and Derry and Strabane district councils, but we need to see that also operating at government level. And I certainly, as a minister in the region now, look forward to doing everything I can to drive that on and make sure that with the new executive up and running, that we work together on all issues that we can, and particularly from a regional and a Donegal point of view as well.